Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In these first two chapters of Galatians, Paul gives a fascinating summary of his life story since he became a Christian, reminding his readers of his background. He'd been so deeply committed to his Jewish faith that he had done everything possible to destroy the church. Paul makes it clear that when he started following Christ, he didn't rush to Jerusalem, where the first church was formed. First, he went into Arabia, and only after 3 years did he go to meet the leaders in Jerusalem. The point he was making was that his new life as a Christian hadn't been shaped by other people and their traditions, but only by Christ. It was another 14 years before he returned to Jerusalem, and the church leaders recognized him as the one who God had sent to preach to the Gentiles. The Jerusalem church was, not surprisingly, focused on people from a Jewish background. Paul's life was completely defined by Christ, not by any humans or their traditions. His new life was no longer his own, but Christ's, and he was certain that he had found the best life imaginable. He had long since learned that living for himself wasn't worth it. In Romans chapter 7, he reflected on the struggle inside him when he lived by himself. He tried to do the right things, but consistently failed. He exclaimed, "Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death?" And then he triumphantly concluded, "Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord." To give up his entire life to Christ might sound an incredible thing to do, but don't miss the punchline. He was delighted to give himself completely to Christ because the Son of God had loved him and given up his life for him. Living for Christ, whether in the first century or the 21st, is purely and simply a response to God's perfect love for us in Christ. So let me ask you a question. How do you understand the expression crucified with Christ for you personally? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, we thank you with all of our hearts that you love us and gave yourself for us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. Bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.